From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The UN Security Council unanimously agreed Friday to impose another round of sanctions on North Korea, targeting sectors that fuel its illicit weapons program. As we have in the past, we will continue to match the Kim regime's choice of aggressive actions with actions of international sanction. That's U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley referring to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
On November 29th, Pyongyang launched an intercontinental ballistic missile. This was another attempt by the Kim regime to masquerade as a great power while their people starve and their soldiers defect. But for the international community, this is an unprecedented challenge from a defiant state. So we have leveled an unprecedented response. This resolution ratchets up the pressure on North Korea even further, building on our last resolution, which included the strongest sanctions ever imposed on them.
And the new one builds on three earlier rounds of tough sanctions imposed on Pyongyang this year. Some council members also have noted that North Korea appears to be illegally exporting coal and acquiring prohibited oil through deceptive shipping practices. The new measures attempt to close loopholes in maritime interdiction and inspection regimes to prevent that. The FBI has arrested an American man who allegedly plotted a terrorist attack on a popular tourist site in San Francisco to be carried out on Christmas Day. Federal authorities announced Friday they arrested 26-year-old Everett Aaron Jameson of Modesto, California, earlier this week. He allegedly told an undercover FBI agent that he had planned to target the heavily visited Pier 39 by remotely detonating explosives and shooting people as they fled. This is VOA News. The U.S. is providing Ukraine with weapons in an effort to help the country with its fighting against Russian-backed separatists in the eastern part of the country. The U.S. State Department said in a statement Friday that the decision to provide Ukraine with enhanced defensive capabilities is in keeping with the effort to help Ukraine build its long-time defense capacity to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity. The statement added that the U.S. assistance is entirely defensive in nature. The California wildfire that continues to blaze through more than 100,000 hectares is now the largest wildfire in the state since 1932. The so-called Thomas Fire has been burning in Southern California since December 4th and has scorched 110,000-plus hectares. Fire officials say more than 2,800 fire personnel continue to battle it. One firefighter did lose his life, and one civilian also died. Officials say the fire is 65% contained, and any new burned acreage will be due to controlled burning operations. A U.S. jury has convicted two South American former soccer officials on charges of corruption. The first trial verdicts in a U.S. investigation into world soccer's governing body, FIFA. A federal jury in New York deliberated for a week before Friday's verdict. The jurors convicted Jose Maria Marin, former head of Brazil's soccer confederation, and Juan Angel Naput, former head of the Paraguayan soccer of racketeering conspiracy, the top charge against the men. The jurors have not reached a consensus on the former president of Peru's soccer federation. The International Olympic Committee says it has banned 11 Russian athletes for life and stripped two more Olympic medals from Russians, one during the 2014 Sochi Games. Other athletes banned from all future Olympic Games include two speed skaters. The man accused of deliberately driving into Christmas shoppers on a busy street in Australian city of Melbourne has been charged with 18 counts of attempted murder and one count of conduct endangering life.
18 counts of attempted murder and one count of conduct endangering life. Those are the charges for Saeed Nouri, who was behind the wheel in Thursday's vehicle attack in Melbourne. He appeared in court on Saturday, accused of deliberately plowing into Christmas shoppers at one of the busiest intersections in the city. Police say the 32-year-old is known to have mental problems and to use drugs, but they ruled out terrorism as a motive for the attack. Nouri will next appear in court on Wednesday. It's also been ordered for him to be assessed by psychologists. Officials say 12 people are still in hospital, including three who are in critical condition.
That's Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.